Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now.
I wanna be where you are.
Woo!
I wanna be. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Splendor's Real Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are excited about you being with us today. We're just really, really thanking God for who He is, ladies and gentlemen. And without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for who He is. He is God all by Himself. Hey, this is Splendor's Real Talk Radio. Amen. Hey, let me go ahead and bring in my brother from another mother there, Brother Harley Griffin. How you doing, Doctor? Yeah.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Brother Harley. What's up, Doc?
Good evening, good day. It is special day.
Hey, man, man.
Happy New Year, bro.
Happy New Year to you, brother. As you know, Brother Harley, we're living in some serious times. And we're just excited, some interesting times, and we're just excited about being here on Splendor's Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, before I give it over to Brother Harley for prayer, opening prayer, we're going to pray tonight for Splendor and her family, and we're just excited, and of course, all of you as well. But the number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559. Brother Harley, whatever's on your heart tonight, man, we don't have to go into detail what's going on people's lives, but we know a lot is going on. God knows all the details. All we have to do is pray to Him about it. Amen.
Yep. That is that's the thing that we have to realize, and without wasting time.
Yeah.
Because time is of the essence. Let's pray.
Yes,
Father,
sir.
God, we thank You for bringing us back one more time,
yes,
allowing us to see just another day, dear Lord, with a reasonable portion of strength and health. And Lord, You woke us up this morning clothed in our right mind, oh God. And so, Father, we just thank You for today. We pray for this nation. We pray for this world, dear Lord, as we deal with sickness and the pandemic and the COVID virus, dear Lord. We deal with so many different things that are coming at us, oh Heavenly Father, at lightning speed. And, oh God, we just know, dear Father, even though things come at us with darts and arrows and bullets, Lord, at blazing speed, dear Lord, we know that we can send up a bullet prayer to You in just a moment's eye. Just in a whisper, oh God, we can say to You, dear Father, we stretch our hands and then call out upon You, oh Heavenly Father, to reach down and hold our hand, dear Lord, and hold us up and carry us through, oh God. We pray right now, dear Heavenly Father, for all of those who are hurting right now. We pray for all of those who are confused right now. We pray for all of those who are feeling all sorts of anxieties right now, dear Lord. And we just pray, dear Lord, that we cast our cares upon You. Not only that we cast them upon You, but we leave them there with You. Leave them there in Your hands and at Your feet, oh God. And we turn and we walk away from it, dear Lord, for we know, dear Lord, that You will handle it, that You will see us through, dear God. Only if we would just remain faithful in You. Father, we lift up our sister Splendor, Lord. We pray that You continue to comfort her during this time and her family, dear Lord, and dealing with the loss of their close loved one, dear Lord. And we just pray, dear Heavenly Father, that You continue to watch out over her and strengthen her right now, dear Lord. And Father, just help us to know that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. And we know that on that hill, dear Lord, and those hills, that our help comes from the Lord. And so, Father, as we go into this first session of the new year of this show, dear Lord, we pray that You bless it overly and abundantly, dear Lord, that we will do Your will and Your work according to Your word, oh God, and according to Your will for our lives in You. Let us join You in the activity that You are doing right now, dear Lord, that You have us involved in our lives, dear God, so that we could move the kingdom forward, so that we can represent You, dear Lord, as the true ambassadors that we are, representative of the kingdom we must be. This and other blessings we ask in Thy Son's name we pray. Jesus the Christ, we ask. Amen.
Amen, Brother Harley. Powerful, powerful prayer, brother. Powerful prayer. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Splendor's Real Talk Radio. Splendor's is not live with us tonight, but on the network here. But we're praying on her behalf tonight for our family and also for you as well. Father God, we thank you so much for who you are. Father God, we thank you for Brother Harley's prayer, Father God, that you have heard through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I agree with his prayer, Father God, and just lift that up to you in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we thank you for Splendor's life. Father God, we thank you for all the people she touched, starting with her family, Father God, and then out through her friends and colleagues and business partners, Father God, and people that just know her through the network as well. We lift her up to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I lift up every need that Splendor has spiritually to you. Father God, you know all the details, Father God, of her life because you created her. Matter of fact, you knew her before the foundations of the world was formed, Father God, like you said for us as well, Father God. But we lift up Splendor right now to you, Father God, for her specific needs from the soul all the way to the mind, to the brain, to the body, Father God, as well. So we lift her up to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, there's healing in the name of Jesus. There's joy in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for that word, Father God, because you said if we just speak the word over the situation, Father God, it shall be done. So Brother Harley and I agree, Father God, that your word is true. We know that, Father God. We believe that, Father God, that your word is true. All we got to do is speak the word, Father God. We right now activate the word of the Most High God, Father God. All you said is to speak the word, Father God. I love the scripture, Father God, about the centurion soldier. He told Jesus that all you got to do is speak the word because we know who you are. You are in authority over your word. So all you have to do is speak the word and my servant will be healed. And Father God, the servant was healed before the centurion soldier even got back to the servant. So we thank you for your word tonight, Father God. And we ask that you continue to comfort Splendor. Continue to comfort all that she's about, Father God, and her family as well in this time of need. And Father God, once again, we just want to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Brother Harley, amen.
Yeah, boy.
Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Splendor's Real Talk Radio, and we're so honored also too, Brother Harley. We got Minister Green is with us right now. We're going to bring her wonderful self in. Minister Green, welcome to Splendor's Real Talk. How you doing tonight, sister?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
Sorry for the delay.
Brother Harley, we complete now, man. We got a Sister Green with us now.
All right. Can you hear me okay? I'm okay. Thank you.
Yes, man.
Can you hear me okay? Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, Sister
awesome.
Green, Happy New
awesome.
Year from us. How you doing there, Sister? Happy New Year.
Yes. Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful time. I'm telling you, despite the times, it's still a wonderful time. That's all
it is.
Yes, it is. Make up your mind and just allow God to, you know, lead the way. That's the goal, you know.
Amen.
That's the goal.
Amen, mm-hmm. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is Splendor's Real Talk Radio. This is a special edition, really, for Splendor's Real Talk tonight with Minister Green, Debbie Green, and Brother Harley Griffin. You know, Brother Harley and Sister Green, we want to do whatever you guys want to do tonight. I know we had an agenda tonight on marriage checklist, if you want to do that. But we're going to be just an hour tonight, and I figure we just talk. I want you all to just talk to the people tonight from your heart because, you know, there's a lot going on, a lot. Every topic in the alphabet can be discussed tonight. I can go from A to Z and pull something out of each letter that we could talk about tonight. But from your heart, whatever you guys want to do tonight as the Lord leads you, what people just need to hear a word. They need to hear encouragement. They need to hear hope and even solutions tonight as well. But whatever's on your heart tonight, guys, we'll just release you to do that.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Go ahead, Doc.
Mr. Harvest. Okay. Well, when you were saying that to me, the first thing that came to my mind was uncertainty.
Yeah.
You know, dealing with uncertainty.
Yeah.
because that's where we are, you know, for a lot of people, you know, including ourselves. Everything is a toss-up right now, you know, and that alone can cause a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, depression, worryation, you know, so many things it could cause, because people are very uncomfortable when they don't know what's going on. They may see everything all over the place, and you know, I call it the hurricanes and
yeah.
the tornadoes burning up in different places, and you know, they don't know where to run to or how to deal with it all. So that
mm-hmm.
was the thought that came to my mind, just dealing with the uncertainties of our times right
yeah.
now. What do you think, Harvey?
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I mean, right now people are feeling a whole lot of angst, and especially with
yeah.
the events that took place today with the impeachment going forward.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have speak so highly to spirit and
yeah.
what is going
yeah.
on in the spirit world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what
Come
it
on.
Speaks to also in terms of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the wrong leader in place,
mm.
it makes all the difference in the world. Why do I say that? Well, let's just look at Brother Saul.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what happened to Saul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because Saul didn't do what God instructed him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul mm-hmm. wound up himself falling on the sword.
Mm-hmm.
Himself. So it
mm-hmm.
says something about the head when the head is not right. And you're dealing with someone who's put in responsible charge because God is looking at that person, that individual, differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a wealth of responsibility in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so people need to take heart.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are believers,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to rest it and know that he is on the throne. He's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to rely upon him even in troubled times. And I've expressed this before on the show. I've been through some things. Like I tell people, I've been to hell and back. I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But even in that journey, the Lord was with me. Even
yeah.
though I had darts and arrows and everything coming at me, the Lord was with me. And so that's why you have to stay in the Word. You have to stay in the Word. You have to stay in the Word. And you have to pray and learn what it means to pray without without ceasing. That means,
mm-hmm.
as I'm talking to you all right now, Kevin and Dr. Green, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm in prayer with every word that I'm saying. I'm still praying to the Lord while I'm talking right now.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Do you
hear
what I'm saying?
That's right, bro.
I
yes.
shared it with,
yes.
with my fellow licentiate a long time ago, and that thing just got him. He said, what do you mean? I said, while I'm talking, I said, even when I'm working, I'm in prayer. I'm talking to the Lord about everything that I'm
yes.
doing at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in constant
mm-hmm.
communication with him. Even though I'm talking right now, I'm still communing with the Lord. Is
yeah.
you know
mm-hmm.
that which is coming forth out off of my tongue and out of my mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying the right thing, Lord? Am I doing what you want me to do? What you commanded me to do? So we
yeah.
have to learn to develop those skill sets and those muscles
mm-hmm.
spiritually
mm-hmm.
yeah.
that can undergird
yeah.
us, because you know it says something. The Bible says a lot about your talk and your word, does it not, Dr. Green?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It says a lot. It says life and death comes up from the tongue.
From the,
so, which means that,
tongue.
You know, you could speak from the tongue. You
from
can
the tongue,
speak
man.
Life, or you can, yeah, or you can speak death. And you have an
right.
option. You have,
you
an,
have
option.
An option.
And people,
you have a choice.
You always have a choice. Always. No matter what is going on in your life, you have a choice. Fear takes away that choice.
Right.
Fear takes away that. Anger even takes away that choice.
Uncertainty.
You know? Well, uncertainty takes away the choice if you allow it to. See, this is the thing about this is we were given authority.
Yeah.
We were given authority. And
come on,
Doc. People have to understand about their authority. They, you know, that's what
yeah.
God said. He said, I gave you the authority and all
yeah.
dominion.
Yeah.
Not just over things that keep it and crawling
mm-hmm.
over the earth, He gave that authority and dominion over yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Precisely.
And, you know, a lot, mm-hmm. of people, and a lot of times we have this thing called the inner critic. The inner critic is nothing but a spiritual energy, okay? We're going to keep it simple, that comes in to actually cause chaos in people's minds. It literally
right.
speaks to them. This
right.
was one of my topics today when I was, you know, I was giving my group there at the hospital. I told them about the inner critic. I said, and
yeah.
you got to understand that God has actually given us what we need, when we need it, how we need it. You know what I'm saying? Everything is in his divine timing. Even in the midst of the chaos, it doesn't matter what's in the world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. What
right.
does that mean?
What does
that
it mean?
That means if you allow everything to come, and you know, we're porous, are we not? Everything flows
mm-hmm.
through this being.
Mm-hmm. That's
everything
right.
flows through this being. And we deal with what they call the residue of life, okay?
Right.
So
right.
if you don't know how to, you got to go and do your self-inventory and your self-monitoring. You see what I'm saying? And that comes from your mind, your heart, and your spirit, and your
mm-hmm.
body. You got to figure out what to put in your body, such as food, you know, different things of that nature. You got to know the things upon 1 Corinthians, you know, that whole chapter, that whole book deals with just the Christ-like understanding of how we're supposed to think, live, eat, breathe, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is to think upon these things.
Oh,
think
that's
upon
right.
these things.
Yeah.
You know, and these are the fruits of the Spirit. So if I am allowing, understand, I'm giving permission to anything to come and disrupt the peace of God that's
Ooh.
In my heart, in my mind, in my spirit,
mm-hmm.
then that means
mm-hmm.
I am allowing myself to be what they call bamboozled, huh?
Right.
Hoodwinked.
Yeah.
Beguiling, whatever you want to call it, because that's what's happening.
Snookered.
You got to stand your guard. You put your helmet of salvation on. You put your breastplate of righteousness. You gird yourself. Hallelujah. And your feet is planted in what? Peace. There's a reason why all of those things are covering your body. And that's because right now, you know, the battle is not ours. Some people got to understand
right.
you're battling something that don't even belong to you. You have,
right.
you have, you don't even need to be involved in it. All you got to do is put your armor on and stand and know that
mm-hmm.
he is God. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
That's
you
it.
Don't need to waver. Don't waver.
Right.
Don't get nervous. Because he expects you to get nervous. Hallelujah. He expects us to fail because that's what, you know, Jesus told the disciples, watch and pray. Watch and pray. I'm going
right.
over here, and I'm about to get some strength. I'm paraphrasing the scripture. I'm about to get some strength over here because this thing that I'm feeling, it feels like it's too much for me. Now, this was the Son of God. So what, he knew what we feel. He understands. He understands, but he still needs you to watch and what? Pray.
And pray.
That's what he needs you to do. He needs us. And, you know, to the listeners out there, you got to watch, be observant. Be observant. I'm not telling you to get not paranoid. You got to be, don't worry about being paranoid. What's going to happen is going to happen. But for you and your house. See, that's why you got to get personal with that thing. For
right.
you and your house. Keep the blood on the doorpost so the death spirit can pass on. The death spirit of mental death. Emotional death, physical death, spiritual
right.
death.
Right.
It'll pass over. You can't, you got to stay in line. I'm real, oh my goodness, I'm so happy that we are on this subject because many people need this. They need it. They need it. They got to know who they are and who they belong to.
They got
to
know, right. And we have to know, it's clear in 2 Peter. In the first chapter, in that third verse, it says, his divine power has given us everything needed for life
yes.
and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. We have everything we need for life. He's given it
yes.
to us already by the power of God. Yep. So regardless of what we're going through, that's why Christ was able to stand and withstand the test.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was. I tell people, I said, think about it. I said, Christ had everything he needed because he knew what was, he already knew what the task was before he left heaven. He knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So can you imagine hanging up there on that tree, on that rugged cross, and you saying to the ones that are killing you, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Think about that for a minute.
That's love, brother. That's love.
That's love. That's power.
That's love, man.
That's a power that you can. I mean, think about it. You have to have your mind right.
Yeah.
You got spikes in your hands and in your feet.
Yeah.
They pierce you in your side, and you're saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Someone is killing you, and you got enough within you to say, Lord, forgive them.
Come on, brother. Hey. Powerful.
That's right.
Powerful.
You got, and it affects you when you think in those terms, and you get some, me even saying that affects you because it's like, how can you do that?
Ooh.
What brings you to that point of strength, of conviction?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, regardless, this is 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost.
Now.
They are one.
You all in my
You hear
mind.
What I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Let's be about His business because, see, in less than 7 days, you will not have to live with and deal with the wrong thing that has been coming from the head.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going to be a better year, even though, and the thing is, we have to be responsible enough.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And I underscore enough to do what is right, to be responsible.
Yeah.
And to not play the fool like a lot of other people. Be responsible. Wear your mask when you go out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage people. If you want to get back to some level of normalcy, if you will.
Yeah.
If you want to get back to some level of what you had before, then you're going to have to take the responsibility to do what is right.
That's
and you're
right.
going to have to encourage others to do what is right.
Yeah.
Because if people are still walking around, which they're doing in grocery stores and the like, with no mask on and not being checked, it's going to take that much longer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has got to do their part. And so what we have to do right now is look forward. Look forward to the morning because our joy is coming in the morning. It's coming. It's right around the bend. It's not far away. It's coming.
Amen. Amen.
And as the song says, trouble don't last always.
Always. This too shall pass. Yes, God.
This too shall pass.
Yes, God.
You know,
wow. That's a beautiful way.
Yeah, we just have to keep encouraging people and tell people to keep looking up. You know, when you walk out of your house in the morning, just don't look straight at your car. Look up at the sky. Look at the beauty.
Yes.
Even if it's a cloudy day, look up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't say, man, there's rain. Look up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
God is all around you. He's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that's close to us. He's in everything that we know in this life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So look up and just say, thank you, Lord. Say, good morning, Father. That's what I tell the Lord every morning. When I get up, the first thing I say, good morning, Father.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him good morning. I tell the Lord Jesus good morning. I tell the Holy Spirit good morning.
Come on now.
My ancestors good morning.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You hear what I'm saying? I talk to all of my people.
That's right.
Right. That's why we're here, man.
That's why we're here. We're part of them. They're part of us. So we have to be encouraged, even tonight, in the midst of this storm. This storm is almost over on one side, you know. But the day is coming. We're not going to be like this forever. Everybody's not going to be cooped up in their house forever.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going through something right now. But you have to pray.
Yeah.
As my mom would say, pray, baby, pray. Just pray, baby.
Ooh.
Pray. Okay?
Yeah.
That's right.
And so we have to Yeah. We have to remember those things, you know. And
absolutely.
Let's look forward to a better tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know,
oh,
Brother Harvey, you said it to, and you said one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. You know, as God was speaking to me, we are in the area of maturity. You know, that's a 21. Think about 21 when you turn 21. You were supposed to have had some type of maturity about yourself, or what like
mm-hmm.
Have a guide of where you wanted to go or how you wanted to do things of that nature. So, you know, I believe that's this year. This year is dealing with maturity. That means that you've already got the revelation. You already seen the
mm-hmm.
truth of everything. Now it's time for you to take that, like you said, the responsibility. Now it's time for you to get to the obligation. And that obligation
right.
then has to be put in a perspective in your life first. You know, because
right.
sometimes what we do is we leave ourselves out of the equation and we start trying to rescue other folk. And understand, by all means, that's what we're supposed to do, or try to help and soothe the pain of another individual. But if you're not soothing your own pain, if you're not putting yourself in a position where you're taking care of yourself, the basic needs, you know, then how can you help another individual? On any airplane, if there's ever a turbulence or a crash is getting ready to happen and a child is sitting next to the mother or father, they will tell you, you put the mask on first. There's a reason for that. Because if you die, everything falls apart in your life.
Right.
So, you know, I believe
yeah.
that that's what
yeah.
God was showing us in 2020. Okay, now it's time for you to put the mask on. And I mean, the people did that. We did it literally, didn't we? Huh? We
right.
had to do it because it maintained
right.
life. But the thing about this is, look at this in the spiritual realm. When you put the mask on, then you have to deal with your own stuff. Okay? That means if you were smiling behind that mask, if you was angry behind
mm-hmm.
that mask, if you were
mm-hmm.
hurting behind that mask, nobody really couldn't pay that much attention. Oh, yes. Now, understand when somebody can look in your eyes and they can see this, you know, because that's the witness to the soul. But most people dealing with their own stuff, they ain't even looking. If they can't see your whole face, they don't even know what's going on behind the mask.
Right.
And so
they
I think
don't.
That's what, you know, that's what God was, you know, saying to us, you know, how we going to maintain behind the mask. So now we are still in that era. We still haven't left out of that. We still haven't thrown the mask away. But the thing about this is the quarantine was really for you to get personal with God. That's
mm-hmm.
what it really was for you to slow
mm-hmm.
down your life enough so you can pay attention to the thing that was the most important to you. Whether you realize or not, because you were working 2 or 3 jobs, going to school, supporting the family, going to work, all these things, and satisfying the world to try to maintain what you think you needed. But when everything stopped, oh, my God, now you don't know what to do. And then people, they lose control very easily, and then the mind starts to drift. The mind
mm-hmm.
drifts because, see, we're so used to being in control. So when the control was taken away from us, you know what I'm saying? Because, see,
mm-hmm.
you know, the government rests on his shoulders. God knew what was going on. Ain't no such thing. A lot of people are older. You know, this one created this and this created this and they did this for this reason. But they got to understand, if it's allowed, it's allowed for a reason. There's a reason behind all of the charade. The question is, what reason or what is God telling you in this hour? What is
mm-hmm.
he telling us?
Right.
He's saying to slow down and regroup, slow down and reform, slow down and listen to what I have to say because you're moving out of my will. You're moving
right.
you're moving too far away from me. I need you closer to me because times are changing.
Mm.
Something is getting ready to happen, and I want to make sure that you hear me in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
You got to
right.
hear me in this hour because, you know, the windows of heaven are closing because you can see the love waxing close. It's waxing very cold. So a lot of things are happening on the earth. So we got to hear the Lord in his silence, in his stillness. in the midst of it all. And that uncertainty will not overtake you when you're closest to him. You know what I'm saying? Because he will guide you. He will let you know, even to the simplest things. If you forget your keys, Holy Spirit will come and say, oh, you left them in the back bedroom. I've had that to happen to me. He is such a coach, a comforter, a, oh my goodness, an advocate. You know, he is all of these things, a counselor. But sometimes he'd be knocking at the door and he can't get in because somebody ain't turned the knob. Oh my God.
Right. Right. Oof.
Oof.
Yes,
he's knocking
Lord.
At the door. You got to turn the knob. You got to open the door. He's not going to force his way in there. You got to open up the door so he can get into your mind and your heart to restructure things so that you're not so heavy laden and burdened.
Right.
That's what Matthew 28 said. He said, come all who heavy laden and burdened, I will give you rest because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So he's trying to take away the burdens. Like you said, When Christ was on the cross, he had the burden upon him of all the world. That's what he had. But it was a portion that was untapped. Hallelujah. That it was a portion that was unremoved. And then that's when he looked up at the Father. He said, Eli, where are you? Why have you forsaken me?
He felt that.
That's what he felt. He felt the burden, the same burdens we feel, you know, when people are losing their jobs or when they don't have enough to put food on the table, when they're losing their homes, when they all of this, these are burdens. But see, we have a God that can reach out into the universe and put everything in your hand, but he's waiting on you to turn the knob so he can come in. And stop being worried about what's going to happen. Stop obsessing. Stop ruminating on the same thoughts. Oh, I don't have this. This will never happen. Oh, I'm angry because of this. He can't get in there. God don't work in mess. He work in peace, transition. You got to have enough peace in yourself to let him in because he knows you trust him now. You let go of all the burdens that you're holding on to. And trust them for that moment in time because there's no space and time in heaven. It's only space and time here. So let him have it. Just brace yourself. And say, okay, God, I'm done. I'll throw up my hands. I'll lay it at your feet, and I'm going to see what you're going to do with it. Oh, my God, he's hastened to perform his word. He'll come running to you. He'll come running
that's
to
right.
you. And that's what he does. He rescues, he sets free, he breaks yokes, he pulls down strongholds. That's what he does. That's what Jesus was sent for, to give us that message.
And you know what, that's a good point. When you're talking about breaking a stronghold, look at what just happened in November. You know, and people, look, It this all ties right together.
Yeah.
You know, this individual thought for certain he knew he was going to lose it. That's why he didn't want to run against Joe Biden to begin with.
Yeah.
And he thought that he could strong arm and overcome this nation and this government. And right now, this little individual, because he's a little man right now, he's about to be put out on the street. And he's going to deal with the repercussions there, too, based on his actions that happened last Wednesday, that's happened not only last Wednesday, but for the past 4 years of what we've been dealing with. And with that, with what you just said, God definitely has a way. Why? Because we did get up and decide to change something by getting out the vote. You see what I'm saying? And so if we and we need to take those things to heart because that vote is serious and it carries a lot of weight. And if people did not decide to get up off of their duff and get to the polls and cast that vote and say, enough of this. We're going to change this right. right now. We got the power to do this. And look at what happened. Look at what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have to be concerned for those 73 plus million that did vote for him, because that is concerning. And so we have to put those people before the Lord, because there has got to come a day of reckoning and a day of change. Because it's no, that's the one thing that concerns me. And people need to understand that when you have a false leader in front of you spreading lies and hate and vitriol and malice, and the only thing that can come out of his mouth is nothing but foul words, that's not a leader. That's not what you want. That's not taking you to where you're trying to get to. That's not going to help you be all that you can be in any capacity. So it's time now to reset, redirect. This is the first month of the new year. And we have to know and understand that going forward, that this time is ours now to seize. So let's seize the day and go forward. And let's pick up our heads and hold them up high and do what has to be done to make things right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the only way we're going to do it, we got to keep one another lifted up. We got to keep one another encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand that, the time is now. So be encouraged, everyone who's out there listening tonight. Don't lose heart. Don't lose focus. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose yourself. But stay focused and stay before the Lord. Stay in prayer. The Lord just told me, I was telling my pastor last week, I said, the Lord just told me to pray harder. Pray harder.
Yes.
Okay? So what does that mean? That means I got to spend more time in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
More time in the Word, more time meditating on the Word with what's going on with me. And to stay and something I shared before, the Lord will overtake you. And when that spirit comes upon you, as you just mentioned, when the Lord called me out when I was about to go through that tumultuous time in my life, it's like I told this person, I said, the Spirit has come over me like a hot, steaming blanket that has covered me to where I can't even breathe. The only thing I can think about is staying in His Word and staying before Him.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing. I was doing that every day, and I was like, man. And it was just like I couldn't even open my eyes. I felt like I was being smothered. That was the Holy Spirit all over me. And so when that time came, of the situation that when the trouble hit, I had peace.
Mm-hmm.
I had peace. I didn't even know. I said, and everybody's like, well, man, what are you going to do? You know, man, I think you'd be freaking out right now. I said, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord had prepared me because of where He took me in His Word. And that's why that Bible right now is torn up from cover to cover.
Yeah.
I think I about read every word up off the page on it, in it. So we have to understand that you've got to get yourself equipped with the tools to deal with this life and to deal with the adversity that comes in this life. And the only way you're gonna have those tools is that you gotta stay in that word to have that thing. What does the Bible say? What did the Lord say? Write the word what? In your hearts, write it in your minds, on your forehead.
Yes, on the tablet. Yes, on the tablet of the heart. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you've got to keep whatever situation. Guess what? You've got a prescription for it.
Yes.
It's a prescription right there in that book. Just go to the book.
Mm-hmm.
And call that prescription up. It's right there. It is. Our refuge and strength and ever-present help in time of trouble. God is ... You put your ... right behind that.
Mm-hmm.
God is.
Praise God.
My all in all. He will see me through.
Amen.
God is always. He's right now. Okay?
Yes.
Don't worry about tomorrow. God is right now for the situation right now. And you've got to know that and understand that.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Hey, our wonderful host tonight is Brother Harley Griffin and Minister Debbie Green. We're just speaking from the heart tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and lifting up Splendora and her family during this time of need. And we're just excited about you guys and all those who know Splendora. Y'all continue to pray for her and her family as well. And we're just excited about what the Word has said today. And Mr. Green and Brother Hart, you guys have been hitting on some great cylinders tonight, man. God is awesome. He's an awesome God. He is an awesome God. About it. And I want to encourage everybody just kind of piggybacking on what Brother Harley has said and Sister Green has said, ladies. You first of all, you got to understand there is a God in heaven. Please understand that. Okay, please understand that. It's not about race, religion. I'm saying you got to understand there is a God in heaven. He also sent His Son, ladies and gentlemen. He also had released the Holy Spirit. You must believe that in order to get to the levels you need to get to. You got to believe there's a God. That's the first thing. Got to believe that. The second thing, ladies and gentlemen, please understand that God said in His Word, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." Please understand that. We have enough examples of that today, ladies and gentlemen. We have enough examples of what does not work from the history of the Bible all the way up to now. That's amazing. Just amazing.
Right.
So please understand that God is not playing with His Word, and His Word will last forever, ladies and gentlemen. We just got to line up with Him and not with anybody else, ladies and gentlemen. And one thing, and lastly, I want to give it back over to you, Brother Harley and Minister Green, to kind of talk to the folks individually. But Sister Green, I want you to talk to the women, whatever you want to say to them, and Brother Harley to the men tonight. But I want to lastly mention to everybody that you got to get excited about the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Please get excited about the Word, because there's nothing else that's going to help save the Word. Jesus told us, ladies and gentlemen, in His Word, that no one gets to the Father but through Him. That's through His Word and through His Spirit, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to encourage everybody that has not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, accept Him tonight. Accept Him right now. But Harley talked about praying. You should be praying right now, even as you're listening to this, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to pray. And the reason why we want you to pray and seek God, because guess what? He's the best. He's the best for us. People want results. The results come through Christ, ladies and gentlemen. We all want the results. But guess what? Some of us don't want to go through what it's going to take to get to them. But it's all about Him, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to understand, it's all about Christ. It's all about Him. And please, if you don't believe that, ask God and He'll reveal Himself to you. Just ask the Lord.
Yes.
Say, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't believe in God. Help me believe. He'll help you. Even those who don't believe, He'll help you believe. But you got to have a sincere heart to do that, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're excited about. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Splendora's Real Talk Radio with Minister Harley Griffin and Minister and Prophetess and everything, Sister Debbie Green as well. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, Sister Green, would you talk to the women tonight from your heart, and Brother Harley, whatever you want to say for the brothers tonight.
Absolutely. To the queens out there, no matter what you are going through, know that God has a special place in His heart for you. If you're going through a relationship crisis, if you're going through, you know what I'm saying, financial stressors, if you're going through family conflict, whatever it is that you may be going through, just stop for a moment. Pull yourself back from it all. Don't worry about people pleasing. Don't be concerned about what somebody's thinking about you. But pull yourself back from it. Give yourself a moment. And that moment can last as long as you need it.
Yep.
And just imagine yourself being in a safety place, a place of nothing but peace of mind. There's a lot of changing of guards that's happening. They started since 2020. Now it's official. So some of you may be in a relationship that's not healthy for you. And you know it's not healthy, but you're trying to make it work. If it's unequally yoked, it's going to take your peace. It's going to squeeze every bit of life out of you. Allow yourself to take a moment to rethink things, to look at life from a pivotal point, an ego eye. Look down on it. Take yourself out of the equation and look at it. Because it's hard to see things when we're dead in the smack in the middle of it. God has an answer. He has solutions. But he needs you to move. You have to move out of the way enough so you can see the bigger picture. And when you allow yourself and give yourself permission to use this thing called the power of pause. What is that, Minister Green? That means when you remove yourself from a situation, no matter what it looks like, no matter how pressure it is or what kind of stress that you may be under, it's called self-rescue. You know, God did his part. He sent his son to show us the way. And his son moved out of the way so the Holy Spirit could come forth. But none of this is effective unless you are allowing it. You've got to gain a personal relationship, an intimacy. And I believe that God has a very intimate way of dealing with women. And the reason why I can confirm that, because of the Virgin Mary. It was given to us a child through normal processes of birth. So what am I saying to you? You are very important to him in the midst of your chaos, in the midst of you giving in your birthing pains, the things that you're going through when you are wetting up your pillow at night or can't even sleep because you're so caught up into what it is, because you are afraid and you're fearful of losing control. Give the control to God. Move out of his way so he can give you a solution that you can use again and again and again. That's his job. It's to help you gain your posture in life. And your faith muscle will be moving in the right direction. Because you're not going to know what's going to happen. The uncertainty is that we don't want to do anything or change anything because we want to know what's on the other side. No, that's not the way faith works, baby. You got to suffer some things, hope for, evidence of things unseen. He is going to show you the evidence, but you got to give him the substance. That's all I'm saying to you. Use your power of pause. Use your power of choice, your power of decision, so you can get the power of purpose. Because that's all you need. You need a redirected, restoring, replenishing, strategic move of God. And he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to do so. Come to him in prayer and supplication. Just fall down on your knees and, Father, I don't know what else to do. I'm waiting on you to show me the way. And he'll do it. And I guarantee you, he'll never disappoint you. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Green. What a powerful, powerful message for the women out there, ladies and gentlemen. We love you, women. We love you in the Lord. Brother Harley.
One thing I want to say to men is, for this year, let's understand what it means to be about community. And let's understand that we come from a collective community of people. We practice that collectivism in a social society, in a social environment, to see and care about one another. The days of living in this system that we're in terms of me, mine, I, does not work. And so let's understand from the perspective of Christ. Christ came to his own to see about his own first. Let's take this year to see about one another first and put aside differences and work through some differences so that we can help each other, to help one another out, so that we can all lift up together. You know, a rising tide floats all boats. And so let's be about helping each other out within the community, those that need help. There are many of us that need help. There are many of us that can help. But there are many of us that will not help because we sit and say, I don't want to do that. It's going to cost you a little sweat. Equity is going to cost you a little time. But I guarantee you it'll be worth it in the end when you can help your brother out to get out of his dilemma, out of his miry clay, to come on up to another level. And then once he comes up and he sees that you helped, guess what he's going to do? He's going to reach back and help somebody else. That's why we have to know what the word means in terms of Sankofa. Sankofa means what? Go back and get it. Let's go back and get the community and bring the community and all of us forward. And let's do it with the love of Christ in our heart. And with no mess going on. Okay? So let's be about it and not about one another, but let's be about the community and help one another along. That will do so much to change so many things all over. That's all I have, my brother.
Amen. Thank you so much, boy. Minister Green, Brother Harley, powerful, powerful. That's your vision. It's been Doors World Talk Radio tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're just speaking from the heart tonight. And we thank Minister Green. We thank you so much for your precious time. Brother Harley, same with you as well.
Amen.
You guys are awesome. We give God the glory for your life and for all those who are joined to you as well and your family. Yeah. Praise God for you. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to roll out of here. We wanted to give you some time tonight, and we hope that you've been blessed. I know you've been blessed because the word has been spoken by the man and woman of God tonight, and we know that the word of God will not return void, ladies and gentlemen. It will do what it's accomplished to do tonight all across this globe through this powerful network. So, Father, we thank you for this powerful network. And we thank you for the technology that moves this word across the land. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, praise God. Well, Minister Green, we want you to have a great rest of the evening, great rest of the week, of course. But
yes,
Happy New Year to
you.
You. Brother Harley,
Happy New Year to you, too.
We're so excited about it. We are in charge of the whole year, ladies and gentlemen. Know that you are in charge of your year. And as Minister Green mentioned and Brother Harley mentioned, you have control of that through the power of the Spirit of God. He's given everything we need, guys. We do have everything, but you must believe. And you must execute the word of the living God. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a special edition of Spindora's Real Talk Radio. And everybody who knows Spindora, y'all give her a quick shout out on the network. She can be found on Facebook. Spindora, for those who know her on Facebook, give her a quick shout out and let her know how much you missed her and also how you like the broadcast as well on this beautiful, 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 beautiful Wednesday. In January 2021. Can you believe it, guys? 2021 is here. I love it.
That's it.
Amen. Yes. Amen. All right. Hey, guys, we're going to leave you with a song. We Give You Glory from Tasha Cobb.
I know Amen. That's right.
Glory. Amen. All right.
Nice
Brother Green.
You,
hey, Sister Green, get that grandbaby when you see it again.
I sure will. Thank you.
All
God
right.
Bless
y'all. Talk to you soon,
bye-bye.
Brother. All right.
Take care, man.
All right, brother. All right. Thank you now. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, take care. We'll see you next time. We're going to play the song out for you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're the object of my worship.
We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, oh God.
In response to your goodness.
We give you glory.
Make us. We give.
We give you glory.
We do it freely. Now we say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Receive this praise tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
He's here.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
You fought for me.
For you have fought for me. Defeated death for me, the weight of sin you carry for me. Your never-ending love, what you gave for us, is far more greater than anything. We give you glory, yeah.
We give you glory.
Come on, worship for me.
Over the room.
We give you glory.
Lift your hands.
Oh God.
We give you glory.
We give you glory.
You deserve it.
We give you glory.
You carried it for me. Your never-ending love, what you gave for us, it's more greater than, far more greater than.
Give him glory. Come on, somebody open your mouth. Now open your mouth and give him glory. Come on, some of y'all been watching us all night. Come on, open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, now open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, open up your mouth and give God glory.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been a special edition of Splendor's Real Talk Radio. And you better give God some glory. Guys, give God some glory. Amen. Hey, we'll see you next time on Splendor's Real Talk Radio.
And guess what, guys? We approve this message. Take care of yourselves now. Happy New Year.